miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And we're brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com, YOUDOCS at gmail.com, UDOCS at gmail.com on the email address. If you have a fear of flying, listen in about 15 minutes at 5:35. We'll try to help you out and get over that. Not sure we can do it in a couple of segments, but you'll be on your way, and you don't have to be. So that'll be coming up at 35 minutes after the hour. Dr. Mike Tracy Morgan, the comedian, the actor in the car crash or limo crash a couple of weeks ago, he got banged up pretty well. Somebody lost his life in that accident. But apparently Tracy Morgan has diabetes, too, and we're talking about diabetes in the first segment of the show today. So how will his diabetes complicate his recovery, if at all?
Well, what happens with diabetes is you have increased blood sugar, and that blood sugar is a great medium for bacteria. So the problem with it is there's an increase in infections in all those spots that are healing, and especially in those spots operated on. So he had, as I read it, a couple of leg fractures, yeah, a fractured nose, etc. And in each of those leg fractures, they usually will use screws. Well, there's a much higher incidence of infections in those screw areas. In addition, there is a longer period of healing in the diabetic because there is this blood sugar that apparently inhibits the normal healing process. So your proteins aren't quite as normal, so there's a little longer healing process. And of course, because he's diabetic and he also has kidney disease, he is usually on some immunosuppressants and some steroids, which increase the blood sugar further, and the immunosuppressants inhibit his normal ability to fight infections. So there is, in fact, a significant risk from major trauma. There's a significant risk from any injury that he has that's greater. Now, quantify it.
Yeah.
It's almost three times as great an infection risk. So I don't know how old he is, but as you get older, every 10 years you have a threefold increased complication risk and mortality risk from the same operation. So that's why we tried. That's how I, in fact, started the whole process of Real Age. It was, how can I make people 10 years younger physiologically in the 2 weeks surrounding their operation? And that's one of the secrets we do, both at the Cleveland Clinic and at the other institutions I was at. By making them younger, we have much lower mortality and complication rates. And that was one of the things we in anesthesia did well and taught people how to do this and still do it. But in fact, what he is 10 years older than his calendar age, and his healing is essentially as if he's 10 years older than that. So if he's 50, he has the healing properties of a 70-year-old.
70.
It takes the time to heal that a 70-year-old would rather than a 50-year-old.
Wow, that is interesting, very surprising. While we're still on this diabetes topic, your department, there's a study.
So
go ahead.
That's one of the reasons you want to get rid of your diabetes as soon as you can.
Yeah.
And remember, although two-thirds of us have the genes for type 2 diabetes, all of us don't have to have it. It is something stimulated that turns on those genes that cause diabetes by not doing physical activity and by eating too much sugared and saturated fat food and not managing stress and getting enough sleep.
About that study on diabetes treatments, let's finish up on this topic before we go to, and we'll fit a couple more before the bottom of the hour. There's a study on diabetes treatments. What's going on with that?
Yeah, this was interesting because we know that insulin causes you to eat more, and that certain treatments for diabetes cause you to, in fact, want to eat more and make you more obese. Well, this study looked at a huge number of people who were on metformin, and they added either insulin or another drug, not an insulin, to your regimen to help manage your higher blood sugar. And the people who got the insulin had a increased risk of heart problems. It was a significant increase. I think it was around, and Joe, you may have the data there in front of you, but as I remember it, it was around a 20% increase in heart problems in over the 8 to 12 years that they looked at these patients. They weren't randomly allocated, but they looked at them from a study. Obviously, we often speak about it, and so if you're new listening to the show, randomized controlled trials where you put half of the people randomly to get the insulin or half not would be the gold standard to tell you whether this is true or not. This was an association study, so you can't say, well, maybe the people who were sicker actually got the insulin, or maybe the people with the higher glucose got the insulin. So you can't say it's really the insulin that's causing it, but it was very significant increase if you did have to have the insulin.
youdocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Let's get an update. How about an update on these cases of mosquito-borne virus? It's a pretty difficult word to pronounce. Chikungunya virus. Are more states checking in on this?
Geez, Joe, I was hoping you would have learned to pronounce it by now, because I can't.
Chikungunya. Sounds right.
But in any case, this is U.S. brought back to the United States by Caribbean travelers. It is now 135,000 cases, up from 100,000 on June 2nd in the Caribbean nations. That's the Caribbean Public Health. It's been in 20 countries. The Dominican Republic has 77,000 in the past 5.5 months. Well, it's now in not only Florida, but North Carolina, Nebraska, Indiana, and Tennessee seem to be states with cases. Some of those carried, some of those by apparently people bitten by a mosquito in another state and carried as the mosquito travels, or people bitten in the other states as they move back to Nebraska and North Carolina, etc. So this is pretty scary, because this virus, we have no vaccine against it, and causes really severe pain, arthritic pain, causes really severe diarrhea and headaches, and people are literally devastated by those painful joints. They seem to resolve over a two-week period, and I don't know. I've been trying to find out what percent of the people have ongoing symptoms. I haven't been able to find that out because this is so new of a problem. But there are some people with lingering symptoms, but it does not cause death.
Is there any redeeming value for a mosquito? You know of any? You know what I mean?
I don't know. They must have some redeeming value. You know, as I said, they probably don't have much, because Bill Gates did this project in Key West, Florida.
Yeah.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
They got all these male mosquitoes that they had made infertile. That is, they had bred them so that they couldn't breed, and they populated Key West with these, and thus the spread of mosquito disease didn't occur, because the mosquito population didn't increase because the males couldn't impregnate or couldn't make the females pregnant.
During the break, I'm gonna see if I can find the answer to that. If there's any redeeming value for a mosquito, everything in existence has some kind of value. I'm gonna try to look that up while we're going to the break. We have the guest coming up right after the break here, so we'll try to help you out. If you've got, you're not alone. Anywhere between 10 and 25% of all of us are just plain afraid to get on an airplane. They say it's safe. It's safer than driving, but, you know, even I experience it sometimes. Anxiety is understandable. We'll be speaking with a pilot for almost 40 years, and he flew for a major airline, and he's got some calming information for us coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.